We're going to the quarterback's crib. That's big. Joe, thanks a lot for doing this.
Hey, man.
Appreciate it. Now, you have a small space in this room that's really small right now because there's 90 guys in here.
Yeah. And the locker's in the middle of the room. They take up a lot of space. Once we get them out of here, it opens back up a little bit.
What about guys like coming in and tearing down and throwing stuff over in your zone? Does that ever happen?
Oh, all the time, yeah. Before Darryl got here, this whole place space is blocked off. So me and Anthony probably had about a locker and a half, which was a lot nicer. But yeah, when you have somebody on either side of you, you have stuff all over the place. It's not yours, yeah.
A towel just came flying in. But this has been your spot since you got here, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So you've gotten to be really comfortable in your home. You haven't tried to move across the hall or down.
No, you know what? A lot of guys move. I don't know if they request to move or if they just move them, but I anticipate me staying here. So
this is it.
Yeah,
you're signed up for a while, so you're going to be here for a minute.
I hope so.
No, that's great. So what do you keep in your locker that's something that maybe some people wouldn't expect? I know you sign a lot of footballs, and you even have one there.
I don't purposely keep anything in there. A lot of junk.
Yeah.
It's usually very, very dirty at the end of the season, and by then I just take a trash bag and, not to throw it out, but to get all my stuff, bring it home, and then I go through it at some point. But usually my locker is just very cluttered and has a bunch of stuff that I don't even know what's in there.